It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. This segment on the show is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile. You can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan. Use the savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. Before we get back to this tier conversation, it's last Thursday, whenever it was, on the WIP Morning Show, we had the Jalen comment about the Blitz with Jason Kelce.
Oh, yeah.
And he was saying that he was great player, but they essentially told him to stay away from the blitz pickup stuff, and it stunted his growth, and he's happy to do it now or whatever. So we all have a conversation about what it meant and why he said it and so on and so forth. And I actually think it was a reasonable thing to talk about, and it was, I think most of the opinions were pretty reasonable on it. Then on, now I want to say up front, obviously Jason Kelce is doing an hour every once a week with the WIP Morning Show.
How about that?
A longtime friend of WIP, great guy, huge Jason Kelce supporter in general. But then on New Heights, the podcast he does with his brother, here is, they talked about it, and here's what was said.
There's a lot of media in Philadelphia that are blowing this into like a negative assessment, like he's making an excuse or something like that. And I've shared this exact sentiment with Jalen. I think he's at the stage now in his career that he can take that next step forward, making a lot of these protection calls and things that I did for him early in his career when he's a young player. I think that a lot of the things we struggle with late in the year with the blitzes, when teams do a great job of disguising things and you really don't know where to direct it, the quarterback has to feel comfortable with where he's hot at. And I think that Jalen now controlling a lot of this and taking this ownership on is going to help, especially for situations like that. But I think him taking on this as a responsibility is going to accelerate his game across the board.
You can't take anything negative out of that. All you can take is that he's taken the next step. He's getting better. Don't take that as a negative thing. Pat Mahomes talks about how he couldn't even read a defense the first year he was in the league. I think that it's blown way out of proportion if you're looking at that as a negative thing. He's proven a lot of people wrong when they doubt him. That's for damn sure.
Okay, couple things. First of all, I think plenty of people, including on this show, just in general, we pointed out both parts of it. A, that he was going to take that responsibility, but B, that it is possible, at least, that he was skirting the responsibility for what happened in behind. The thing I have a problem with Jason here is like, don't do the media blowing this out of proportion thing. First of all, you are in the media. You, Jason Kelce's in the media now. Doesn't play football anymore. Has a huge podcast.
Oh, he's all media. He's ESPN.
ESPN. WIP. Yeah. ESPN. So
all media.
What I would say is this, in my opinion, is that if you want to comment on what Jalen said, then comment on it. Or if there is somebody who said something that you thought was out of line, say that person. But when you're saying the media, it's just like this this boogeyman thing, because everybody likes to beat on the media. But the media is a lot of people, and I think it's disrespectful to say the media did this, just as disrespectful as it would be for me to say football players are dumb. Because I met one, because I talked to one football player who was dumb. Or I said, or it. The media is tons of people. WIP is tons of people. We don't confer with each on the show we do, right. But I don't talk to DeCamera about whatever opinion he's going to have. I don't talk to Giglio. I don't talk to Hugh. I talk to them as people. But this isn't some group decision to blow something out of proportion. And I generally think that the reaction to what Jalen said was fair. So then Seth Joyner, God bless his soul, said on Twitter, "Where are y'all conspiracy theorists who claim that Hurts was disrespecting the Eagles and making excuses for his play last year? Take it to listen to this and then get at me. I told y'all what it was, and some host at WIP, which I won't name, should apologize to Hurts on air." First of all, buddy, if we're apologizing for opinions, you're going to have to do a lot of apologizing too. Whether people are right or wrong or indifferent, we're wrong all the time and we're right all the time. That's sort of the whole deal. As long as you're being honest about it, I see no problem with it whatsoever. Yeah. So again, instead of not naming the people, instead of naming an entire radio station, if you have a problem with something that somebody said, you should approach that person. But I don't think anybody was unfair about this, whether they were right, wrong, or indifferent.
Yeah, I...
Sorry.
No. Listen, I hear you. I saw the tweets, too. I saw the...
We're all doing our best.
Yeah, Jason Kelce comments as well. I don't know. I think sometimes people react to other people's opinions, and they take everything so personal. As if they need to come out and defend everybody. Like, this is a business, whether we're given analysis, which is still opinion-based, whether it's based in fact or experience that you've had firsthand as a player, it's still your opinion based on that analysis. I mean, it just is.
Sure.
And when you're wrong, nobody asks you to apologize about something that you assessed and you saw and you felt this is what you saw. There's no need to apologize about it. I don't think Jalen was attacked in any disrespectful manner by anyone. The national media picked up on it as well, because when you put out a quote there that says, and I'm paraphrasing, but his growth as a quarterback was halted or stunted because he wasn't allowed to do that, and he's looking forward to doing it, it became a discussion for Pro Football Talk. It was on ESPN. First Take, they discussed it. So it was a topic of discussion because of his comments.
Because it was a reasonable topic of discussion. And by the way, whether it is about Jason or about the coaches or about whoever decided to make that decision, he certainly said, my development was halted because of that.
Decision, yeah, to do that.
What's a reasonable thing to discuss?
Yes.
You know, why is he saying that? Why did that happen? All of those things. That's what we do here.
And if it was being pointed out that it was not a good soundbite or didn't come off well because it looked like he may have been skirting his responsibility or placing it on Jason, whether he was intending to do that or not, someone could hear those comments and take that away from what he's saying. I mean, if there's 50 million people who have the ability to listen to those comments via the internet, Twitter, or anything else, we're not all going to come away with the same reaction from what we heard. Somebody may take that and say, well, why did you say that? You know, so I'm cool with Jason and Travis trying to clear it up, but I think it's more them trying to, I guess, they don't want the perception to be that Jason had a problem with what Jalen said or what have you.
And by the way, I understand, especially Jason's in that building constantly. And even if that's what he feels, that's fine.
That's fine.
100% to speak on it, say, here's what I think. I think it is unfair for him to say, well, the media are doing
right. I see what you're saying
It's the media's job to talk about what the guy says.
Let me just say this. In his defense.
Yes.
I did the same things in my initial retirement phase.
Sure.
This.
Yes.
Because he is still a player in his head. I don't care how much he retires, I don't care how much media he does, he's still a player. It took me about a year or two to get out of that habit of you media guys, the media defending everything, and you don't know this and the other. And that's what happens with us as players. We feel like we have all the answers to everything, and we know everything. And guys who are in the media who didn't play or what have you, they shouldn't have a right to comment about anything.
Right.
Which, in a sense, you're saying, well, then fans shouldn't have a right to comment about anything.
By the way, there's no business. There's no business for you to be a part of if the people who didn't play are not part of this business.
And it takes a while for them to realize it.
Yeah,
although Seth should know this, though.
What? Yes.
Because he's been away long enough. Yes.
Yeah. Well, and I think it's just like, I think it would be just as unfair for me to say, well, you didn't go to college for broadcasting. Why do you get to broadcast?
Right.
You know, you should play football. Like, we're all in this together, I guess, is my point.
Yeah, I'm with you.
And I understand, again, I understand why he said what he said. I understand. I understand his, whether he feels that way or however he actually feels. Mm-hmm. I understand why.
Talking about Jason,
why he would say what he said. What my problem with specifically what he said and specifically what Seth said is just this whole thing that I think it's bad for all of us if every time somebody has a reasonable comment about what somebody said and trying to dissect it, mm-hmm. we're all just like, you're trying to stir up, you're apologize, you were wrong, and blah, blah, blah. Like, this is not how it works. It's not how it should work. And I didn't ask, we're not asking Jason Kelce to apologize for a false start. We're not asking Seth Joyner to apologize for when he was wrong about this play or that play. Or like, I've never seen somebody criticize wins more than Seth Joyner's criticized wins. Right. And I'm sure I could go through the Super Bowl season and find lots of things that Seth said that didn't end up being, you know,
right.
He's not apologizing for it. As long as he is being, as long as you are being genuine, saying what you feel, and I think there are times when people are unfair, but I don't think this is one of those situations.
I think Jason was trying to, I think, like I said, clear the air about whether there is an issue with he and Jalen there or whether or not he was offended by what Jalen said. That's different than Seth tagging onto the tweet and adding in what he, because I think Seth has a different argument going on than what Jason right. is talking about. Yes. Like, Seth yes. wants to hold other people accountable for things that he feels like people may... He wants to defend Jalen.
Right.
So you get us... It's like I was with the whole Wentz thing, right?
Yes.
You get guys that are critical, and now you feel like you need to defend every criticism of the guy.
Yeah.
When...
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Quite honestly, he plays quarterback. He's going to get criticized here, man.
It's going to be pretty hard to not.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, yeah. It's going to happen. It's okay. It's okay. Can we all kumbaya?
Yes. I'm good. I love Jason. I love Seth.
Yeah. I don't have time, man.
No.
Jason hasn't been retired long enough, so he's definitely stronger and bigger than I am. And Seth, he just got that old man strength that's one of those things that ain't going. That's going to last forever. He's going to kill me.
Or the hammer is real.
Yeah,
real.
You know what I mean? So no. I don't have time to be taking down Seth and Jason for you.
No, nor do I want you to.
But you know? I will.
But if they can talk about us, we can talk about
it. No, you're absolutely right. That's fair. Yeah, absolutely
okay.
Right.
I'll take Seth.
Now,
Seth called me basically a football genius last year on the air, so I want that point.
It's because you were being negative.
It's because I was right.
Yeah. Now,
that's true.
Is Bryce Harper in the lineup? We will find out right after Uh-oh. Jack tells you about where to get a brand new washer dryer.
That's right. Yeah. Because you obviously know where to go. If you need any home appliance, outdoor, if you need a grill for your outdoor kitchen, you go to National Appliance Warehouse down in Tax-Free, Wilmington, and Middletown, Delaware. Love National Appliance Warehouse. The Labor Day Mega Sale is extended at National Appliance Warehouse. You already know that you're going to get the best price on all your appliance needs from Sub-Zero to Budget. National Appliance Warehouse will get you the best price, whether it's Tax-Free Wilmington and Middletown, Delaware, whether it's the Labor Day Mega Sale, or if it's Price Assure. Price Assure is a software that they have that instantly updates price tags all around the store, so you are ensured that your dollar is always stretching further at National Appliance Warehouse. But don't think just because you get the best price there that you're missing out on an incredible experience. The great part about National Appliance Warehouse, what sets them apart from everyone else, is the true family atmosphere that their team have. Mark and his team, it is what that they care care about. They care about building a community. You'll feel like that when you walk into the National Appliance Warehouse. Head to nationalappliancewarehouse.com or visit the showroom in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware today and tell them Fritz sent you.
All right. Is Bryce Harper in the lineup? He is.
Of course.
It's not big news. But Austin Hayes is on the IL with
a kidney issue.
That's bigger news.
Kidney issue. And yes. Cal Stevenson is back.
He's dead.
How long is that? So did they retract? Did they go back days for Austin?
No, I think it's just 10 days.
So it's 10 from now?
Yeah.
Okay. What's the schedule look like?
Are you trying to calculate the wins without
Austin
Hayes?
Well, yeah, I'm trying to see whether or not we're going to be able to survive this 10 games.
I don't think he played the last four games.
Yeah. Yeah. I wouldn't be too worried.
Shut up, both of y'all.
It is retroactive to 9-2, so he's not going to miss as much time. So
all right.
There you go. Good sign. Good
seven
sign.
Days.
Good
Take
sign.
A deep breath.
Good sign. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, the official sponsor of the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. Shop the home team, marks-jewelers.com. Are the Eagles in the same tier as the Lions and the Niners? 76% say yes. Tom also agrees. Tom, you're on WIP.
Why, hello. It's nice to be speaking with the Afternoon Pause show.
Huh? The Afternoon Pause show? Is that what you said?
Tom, there's a 0% chance you are going to get this pause thing.
Yeah.
0%.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like you get it, but it was a nice try.
Yeah, well, you know.
Yeah.
I do think it's being employed very, very strategically by Ike. So, you know, good job, Ike.
Yes. Well, Ike's the best at it. I'm going to get him. By the end of the show tomorrow, I'm going to get him.
Well, apparently, Spike, you think football players are dumb, so.
No.
That's not interesting.
Wow. Yeah, do not take that. That should not be a clip, Jack.
So, you know, these questions are so funny. And I'm talking about the question of the day. And I find it, you know, when I listen to you, Spike, you're probably one of the best arguers on radio. I think you could give the midday show a run for the money. And yet you don't want to commit when it comes to something like this. You've got question marks. Of course we have question marks. This is sports radio. We're guessing at stuff.
Well, wait a minute.
I have no idea what we're talking about.
I did commit. I said they're not in the same tier. I don't know how good Quinyon Mitchell is going to be or how, like, I have no idea.
We're about to find out.
Yes, yes, we are. Oh, yeah. We'll get to that in a second. But I don't profess to know the answers of things that I don't know the answer to or I don't think I know the answer to.
And we don't know the answers to a lot, for sure. So, Jalen, though, I actually think this is really good news about him and the comments that he made, and even supported by Jason Kelce's reaction. So I'm less focused on him taking media down. It's understandable why you might be in your position, Spike. But from my perspective, I'm thinking, this is great. We're hearing Jason confirm that Jalen wasn't that involved in the Blitz pickup.
But why is that good?
Yeah.
Because they were lousy at it at the end of the year.
But they were great at it the year before.
But if he's paying attention to it now, I think he's going to be start getting to be a lot better. He's not going to be surprised right off the snap.
But don't you think?
I don't think you realize how blitzing works. You realize they're not coming up with stuff that's never been seen before. They get to study film on these teams. They've run these blitzes against other teams.
But Ike, is there not? There's disguising where they think they're getting blitzed.
Yeah. So what is Wink Martindale going to disguise in week 18 that we shouldn't have seen on film?
Do you not think that, and I'm learning from you, Ike, so I'm not trying to take you on here.
No, it's not taking me on. It's saying the idea that somehow Jalen is going to have all the answers now, but what about last year? You think if he had the answers, he just kept them to himself?
Well, I have the impression, and maybe you're telling me this is wrong, Ike, but I have the impression that he wasn't paying too much attention to the blitz because he wasn't involved in it. He was delegating it to, or the team decided.
And you feel good about that, that the quarterback who's out there who has to understand where blitzes are coming from and make throws on key downs wasn't paying as much attention to it because they told him not to?
I don't feel good about it in the past. However, the fact is that they were not good against the blitz last year. It was so bad that even though everyone knew it was going to happen, it still was effective against them. And so now at least something's changed there where he's going to be paying attention to it. So I'm hoping that that's going to mean that he's going to be able to be more effective against it. I do have a question, though, for you, Ike, around the hot reads. So
yes.
That was mentioned a number of times by different guys like you and John and such. Mm-hmm. So how would that change, if at all, based on Jalen looking at the
hot reads? Hot reads are determined by where the blitz is actually coming from. So it's not predetermined how they're going to handle it. I guess these things are sort of built into the offense. John Ritchie would have better answers. I was on the other side of it, blitzing. I wasn't going blitz protection against a defense. I was actually doing the blitzing. So Ritchie would have a better understanding of it all. My only thing that I'm perplexed on when it comes to the Eagles is that how are they so good in 2022 versus the blitz? Jalen, 16 touchdowns, 2 interceptions versus the blitz in 2022. Number one team. What happened last year that all of a sudden they were the worst team in the league versus the blitz?
Yeah, I agree, Ike. That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? So before
Well, that's what lets you know you're not getting a truthful answer, and that's why it's probably best to just move on, because they clearly don't want to tell you exactly what happened last year and why they struggled.
Of why. To me, it's less about whether the Jalen was not involved and why that decision was made. You know,
Now, you're saying, though, that you think that the Eagles have actually figured it out. They're just not telling us.
I don't know if they figured it out. We're not going to know that until tomorrow.
Well, let's hope.
Well, we're all hoping that they figured it out.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
I just want to say that I've been busy on Twitter, going to Instagram, and forwarding some of ESP's Instagram posts so he can have his ex present.
Okay. Thank you, Tom. Well, he may be in that Brazilian prison. He may never tweet again. So we'll see what happens.
I'm now concerned that maybe I'm going to be the reason he's in that Brazilian
prison.
Well,
look, he should be more responsible. It's his fault. Thank you for the call, Tom, for trying to push everybody to Threads.
I'm not doing Threads.
No. So what you were about to say.
Oh, yeah, man. Look, news. Eagles injury report.
Out.
Isaiah Rodgers.
Hand injury.
Out.
Yeah.
I'm assuming Quinyon is starting at corner on the outside.
I would assume so.
Yes. Well, they could have went Kelee Ringo. I don't know what they're going to do with the nickel guy.
It just sort
Devonta?
Of it matches. Well.
Yeah, I would imagine, yeah.
But then that leaves them one player short as a.
No, because Devonta is not a safety.
Avante in the slot.
Yeah, you put Avante in the slot and put Quinyon.
But
Quinyon
I thought they were going to, didn't, haven't they had Avante play some safety? At least?
Well, like 2018.
No, I thought this year.
No, he practiced that. Yes.
Yeah,
he did.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. I thought it was
But he's a nickel, is what I'm saying. He's a natural nickel guy. Unless we could see Cooper DeJean out there.
It doesn't seem, based on Fangio's comments, I don't think so. I mean, he spoke very differently about Quinyon as he did Cooper. Not bad on Cooper, mm-hmm. but the quote with Quinyon was basically, hey, I want him to forget about playing the slot. He's going to play on the outside. The quote about Cooper was, he's working.
Now, see, that lets me know that they knew something was going on there. For him to say that,
yes.
Yeah, that means he's going to be the starter outside.
The thing about Cooper.
What did he say with Cooper?
The quote with Cooper was basically to the extent of, he's working real hard, but he's really behind.
Okay.
And so that, it just, that
so
was
it's probably
a sign
Avante.
To me.
Yeah,
probably Avante.
Yeah.
All right, coming up next, the guy mentioned in Jason Kelce's Super Bowl championship parade speech. And also will be with us every week at 4:00, the great Mike Lombardi of the GM Shuffle podcast, the Daily Coach, the VSiN Morning Show.
All over the place.
Yeah, we love him. And drafted Ike Reese.
That's right.
So we will have Mike Lombardi next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.